This is the regular city council meeting, it's Monday, August 24th, 2015, 7:00 PM.
Welcome, everyone, to the regular city council meeting of the City of Othello for August 24th, 2015. This time, if you'd all please rise, Angel Garza will lead us in a short prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear God, we give you thanks, Father, this evening for allowing us to be here, Lord. We just ask for your guidance and your direction, Lord, for the best interest of the city and the citizens of the city, Lord. We honor you and we glorify you in everything, Lord. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. We'll move to item 1.3 on the agenda tonight is our roll call. We have all members present except John Lawless, who had some business to attend to. And so at this time, I would entertain a motion to excuse John from tonight's proceedings.
Make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made in second to excuse John Lawless from tonight's meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the citizen input. This is the portion of our meeting where the community or anyone at large can come and to the microphone stating their name and address. And they have up to 5 minutes to address the city council. Is there anyone here tonight who wishes to address the city council? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 2, approval of agenda. I would entertain a motion tonight to approve our agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made in second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item number 3, consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion tonight to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moving on to item 4.1 of our current business, extraterritorial utility agreement with Justel Properties LLC, and Debbie Kuruna has a staff report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We have before you a map, and I think I'll start with that. This is Highway 26 overpass, this is South Broadway. You go on Moon Street, and this property is what we're talking about. This is owned by Justel Properties LLC in care of Charles and Kathy Garcia. This is where GTL is, they own this property, and this is the property we're talking about. An original agreement was entered into or authorized by the council in 1984 with Carlos Garcia for water services. This is outside the city limits, it's not inside the city limits. And that was a 25-year contract, and that expired, and the council approved a 5-year contract and another 1-year contract, just extending the terms of the original water agreement. That will expire October 1st. So they are already on city water. What we're asking the council to consider is moving them over to the new extraterritorial agreement for water services. We've seen this in the past. This is the contract that we use for property that is outside the city limits, and they're either getting city water or sewer or both of them. It has a covenant running with the property, so it's filed with the property. If they were to sell that property, that would show up on their title search. We wouldn't have to enter into a new contract with the new owners. And there's also a power of attorney at the end of the contract regarding annexation. This does not butt up to, adjacent to current city limits. It's off of the, it's a ways away. They use very little water service, water use. They have about 44,000 cubic feet of water per month, and they use no water service at all during the winter time. So there won't be any change in our water usage because they're already on city water. rates for customers outside the city limits is at 1.5 times the amount of customers inside the city limits. On Friday, we received a copy of the agreement that has been signed by Kathy Garcia. And I didn't get that posted to board docs. So at this time, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the extraterritorial agreement as presented.
Council, do you have any questions of Debbie? No? Thank you, Debbie. Tonight, we also like to point out we have council tonight. Roger Reed is filling in from Lukens and Annis for Kelly Conkright. Kelly has just returned late last night from vacation, and so Roger decided to step up and come to tonight's meeting and represent the city. Roger, you've reviewed the contract. Do you have any issues with it at all?
No.
Okay. Very good. This time then, to staff and council recommendation, I entertain a motion to approve this extraterritorial agreement with Justo Properties LLC.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made in second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. As we move along to item 4.2, accepting the bid for well number 9 equipment, we have a report from our Jesse Cowger, the city's engineering of the engineering firm of Rell and Associates. Jesse?
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Okay.
So the city received a quote from Schneider Water Services for the well pumping equipment and installation for well 9. So that covers the well pump, the motor control center, the variable frequency drive, and so then the installation and commissioning of that equipment. There'll be a separate bid package for the building, the site work, the piping, those sorts of things. The reason it's broken into two parts is that this equipment has the longest lead time, so we wanted to get this out as quickly as possible so that we can get that stuff ordered and then have that coincide. You know, the building's going up, equipment shows up, get it installed, get it online. So the quote from Schneider Water Services was $231,878.10. That was significantly below what we estimated for those parts. We don't have a complete picture of it until we get the other half of the pump station stuff quoted for it, but it was significantly below it, and we think it's a good bid. We've reviewed the quote package. It's in order. Gone over it with the city staff, and they, like Schneider Water Services, would like to work with them. So our recommendation to the city is to award it to Schneider Water Services. Are there any questions I can answer for you on that?
Council?
I've got one. You got that it was significantly less than this 400K.
Yep.
Did this 400K include the building and everything, or is that just, is there an estimate set aside for that portion of it also?
There is, yeah. And it's not exactly apples to apples, because particularly the electrical portion of this, that 400,000 would usually include all the other electrical components for the building and everything. So it's not exactly apples to apples, but it's still quite a bit lower. So it's a good sign, actually. And it's a lot better to be on this side of it where I'm like, hey, overestimated a little, as opposed to coming in and having it the other direction. But yeah, it looks real favorable right now.
Very good. Thank you, Jesse.
Sure.
Council, entertain a motion to award the well number 9 pumping equipment and installation project to Schneider Water Services.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I did have a couple other update items for you just on the water stuff.
If
council would like to hear that. So the other half of the well 9 pump station stuff, the building, the site work, the piping, we're going to have 95% plans ready on Wednesday for the city to review. We'd like to have a meeting a week later on September 3rd to go over the city's comments, finalize those. Hope to get those out for quotes again on September 10th, and then we would have those quotes back by September 24th. And assuming everything goes smoothly and is in order just like it was with this one, hopefully award that within a week, and then once we get through construction, if everything lines up the way we projected, it would be online in December, totally complete in January. So that's the schedule we're on. And so far, you know, now that Well 6 is back online, we've been meeting demand and everything, so that's good that the heat is off from that side, but we're still moving along real quick to get this online so that we can start using this well. So that's a little overview of Well 9. Any questions on that?
Council?
Well, that's good. That was the one question I had, is when we would expect to be fully online.
Yep, yep. And just a couple other water items for you. Travis and I have been working with DWSRF on getting grant contracts finalized for the water supply study, the water system consolidation studies. I think those are basically, they've come to us for come to the city for signatures. Those are signed, they're back to DWSRF to get fully finally executed by them. The city will get a letter from DWSRF saying, yep, everything's in order, go ahead and start spending money now. And then those can go forward. We are moving ahead with the water supply study because there was a city share to that, so we're able to move ahead with that before the grant contract is fully executed. We are waiting to move ahead on the water system consolidation studies because those are totally grant funded. So there'll be a scope that'll come to council for those consolidation studies pretty soon. So those are all the items I had for council. Are there any other water questions while I'm here? Or?
No, appreciate your effort. Jesse, we're exploring lots of avenues to bring additional water supply to Othello, and you guys are a big part of that, so thank you.
Yeah, it's an exciting time.
Moving on to item 5, is there any unfinished business that needs to be brought before the council tonight? Under new business, item 6.1, the council workshop is rescheduled not for Monday, September 7th, which would be Labor Day. It would be Tuesday, September 8th, 2015. And at this time, we don't have a single item for the agenda. So would it be a consensus of the council to dispense with that meeting? Gina's saying yes or shaking her head. Unless there's items on, that you guys want to see brought before the council on that date. No? Okay. So, Debbie, would you publish that meeting has been canceled for lack of an agenda? And then we'll move on to, I have some mayor's announcements. The first announcement, I received today a letter from the Washington Transportation Improvement Board. Based on our updated cost estimate for the fiscal year 2015 arterial preservation project, they name it the TIB number, we were authorized $409,770. You may now award the construction contract. That is for, my understanding, is the First Avenue project.
Is that correct, Jesse?
Please, you know, Chris will have on that time. Good.
Yes, this is the first one.
Okay. The second announcement is that the annual Law and Justice meeting with Adams County is scheduled for this Wednesday, August 26th at 2 p.m. and will be held here at City Hall in Conference Room 3. In addition, next Tuesday, there is the Adams County Development Council has invited a South Korean delegation to tour Othello and SVZ plant. And then there will be a lunch at the Othello Community Hospital basement conference room at noon. And so you are all welcome and invited to come and meet this delegation and welcome them to town. And lastly, the American Crown Circus will hold two shows in Lions Park on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and Wednesday. So. After Wednesday's show, they will pack up and leave town. And so if anybody wants to run away and join the circus, this is your chance. On that note, we're going to move to item 7.1, potential litigation, and the council will now adjourn for approximately 30 minutes to discuss litigation and potential litigation. And would the council please, or would the staff please prepare the council chambers for executive session at 7:15? Okay, we are back in session at 7:45 PM. We'll move on to item eight. Council will also receive department heads' July reports. And with no further items on our agenda, I will adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:46 PM.